From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, apparently there is a somewhat of a rescue effort underway nationwide for one type of farm animal. Gary Crawford has the story.
It was the year this song was a big hit. Big year for Denise Williams, 1984. Also that year, the very first alpacas came into the U.S. from South America, where they originated. By 2006, lots of folks raising alpacas. There were over 85,000 here, but the market for the alpaca fiber was not expanding as expected. Now there are about 225,000 alpacas, and in many areas, expected profits have turned to losses.
Now it's not in the profit, and that's a lot of the downfall right now, of people getting rid of them.
This is Diana Bullock, a Virginia farmer. She's one of many across the nation who are trying to rescue these alpacas from neglect, abandonment, or worse. She opened up her place a year ago to two alpacas. Now she's got over 30 of them.
No profit in it. I sell their fleece to pay for their upkeep, and I'm very happy.
She says the alpaca business is in a rebalancing mode right now, supply versus demand, a result of the number of alpacas and farms growing far faster than the demand for the fiber. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise, to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Peggy Huffman, who says, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut and let people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Thank you, Peggy, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.